From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, June 8th, 2026. More than 65,000 Mainers have already voted in tomorrow's primary election. As Steve Missler reports, registered Democrats have cast nearly 60% of the absentee ballots so far.
With competitive primaries in all three congressional contests and the race for governor, Democrats continue to outpace Republicans in early voting. Also, 75% of the independents who have voted have opted to participate in the Democratic primary. Maine adopted semi-open primaries in 2022, and they were in place during the last presidential election cycle. They no longer require independents to register with a political party in order to vote in the primaries. More than 12,000 independent voters have cast ballots so far, according to data from the Secretary of State. That's slightly less than registered Republicans, who accounted for about a quarter of all absentee ballots cast. The Secretary of State is not estimating turnout for Tuesday's primary, but a spokesperson said the pace of early voting this year is ahead of recent primary elections. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
As the FIFA World Cup kicks off this week, immigration advocates in Maine and across New England have issued a travel advisory for international visitors amid stepped-up federal enforcement. Ari Snyder has more.
The Maine Immigrants' Rights Coalition and its counterparts in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts say foreign visitors could face searches of their electronic devices at ports of entry, screening of social media accounts, and aggressive immigration enforcement, including, quote, racial profiling. The coalition's executive director, Mufalo Cheatham, says she wants visitors to be aware of increased enforcement.
You need to travel very informed. What is happening here is real.
The groups are recommending that international visitors carry their passports and visa documents with them at all times and register their travel plans with their country's embassy. In a written statement, Department of Homeland Security Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss dismissed those concerns and said visitors who come to the U.S. legally have, quote, nothing to worry about. Boston is one of 11 American host cities for this year's Cup. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Maine utility regulators will hold two public hearings this month on Central Maine Power's request for temporary distribution rates that could go into effect this summer. As Peter McGuire reports, the electric utility says the proposal will lower monthly bills, but some customers think it's still asking too much.
CMP says it needs to increase what it charges to maintain the poles and wires that get electricity to homes and businesses. And it says it needs regulators to approve a higher return on investment to avoid a credit downgrade. But the company says the average household bill will go down $4 a month because it has repaid storm recovery costs from 3 years ago. Customers, however, have flooded the Public Utilities Commission with comments that rates are already too high and complaining CMP is sending money to its foreign owners. The PUC will hold public witness hearings in the case on June 9th in South Portland and June 23rd in Lewiston. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
The Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention has found elevated levels of so-called forever chemicals in freshwater fish from two more bodies of water. State officials have issued an advisory urging people to either limit their consumption or avoid consuming fish from Sandy Stream in Freedom, Knox, and Unity, and the Sebasticook River in Winslow. Fishing, boating, and swimming are still considered safe, according to the advisory. Exposure to certain PFAS chemicals has been associated with certain cancers, changes in kidney or liver functions, and complications during pregnancy. In total, the Maine CDC has issued PFAS advisories for 28 bodies of water. A full list and more details about the latest advisories can be found on the Maine CDC website. A group of Central Maine lawmakers want voters in the city of Auburn to decide whether to ban controversial AI-powered security cameras. Republicans Quentin Chapman, David Boyer, and Laura Libby are gathering signatures at polling places tomorrow for a citizen initiative to ban flock cameras, a type of automated license plate reader that can be used to track people's movements. Law enforcement can use the cameras to help with criminal investigations. But Boyer, who lives in the neighboring town of Poland, says many of his constituents have privacy concerns.
You know, Maine's one of the safest states in the country. You know, why are we sacrificing our privacy and liberties to fix a problem that doesn't really need fixing? We're overall a safe state.
Back in March, Auburn City Councilors voted to advance funding for the cameras from a Homeland Security grant. Boyer is also sponsoring separate legislation that would prohibit flock cameras statewide. Every spring, families on Munjoy Hill in Portland celebrate a beloved crossing guard. Danny Lowe has been shepherding students safely across an intersection near the East End Community School for 10 years. Before that, filling such a pivotal role or achieving celebrity status among children and their parents seemed out of reach for him. Patty White has more.
Look at that bubble!
It's not even 8 o'clock on this weekday morning in June, but a party to celebrate Danny is in full swing. Families gather on a street corner near East End Community School that they've decorated with balloons and posters. Kids blow bubbles and write thank you messages in chalk on the sidewalk. This is Danny Day.
Danny Day is when you celebrate Danny because he helps you cross the road.
First grader Knox Hinman is one of dozens of kids who cross the street under Danny's watchful eye.
Danny rules!
Despite the celebration around him, Danny's focus is on his intersection.
Hold it. Wait a second, please.
Danny is all business when he's on the job, but his sense of style still shines through. He wears sunglasses and a Hawaiian shirt. His dark curly hair is pulled back in a low ponytail. At 6'5", he's hard to miss as he walks into the middle of the street and holds his stop sign high.
Thank you, Danny.
In this job, Danny is thrust into the spotlight every day. But not long ago, he avoided it.
When we started this journey 15 years ago, you wouldn't even recognize him.
Billy Jack Goodwin is a team leader at Achieving Independence in Maine. It's a program at Port Resources that helps people with autism live independently. When Goodwin first met him, Danny was a young adult with autism living at home. He was withdrawn and didn't talk. Goodwin says, back then, people with autism didn't have a lot of options. Danny remembers his outlook was gloomy.
I wasn't the most confident in everything. I didn't really feel too good about myself.
Step by step, Goodwin worked with Danny to build his confidence. He started with basic things, like learning to walk down the street by himself to a bodega. Next, he volunteered. One time, Danny was asked to call the numbers for a bingo game at a nursing home. It was a breakthrough.
I loved it. And here's the thing. That's where my deep voice really came in helpful, calling those numbers.
Eventually, Danny wanted a job. He also wanted to contribute to the community. Becoming a crossing guard seemed like the perfect fit.
Let me tell you, on my first day, I was a nervous wreck.
It was in a different location, an especially busy intersection in downtown Portland. He worked it for a few years before transferring up near the East End School.
It took me a while to learn the ropes, but I eventually mastered the skill.
So much so that in 2022, Danny was recognized as Crossing Guard of the Year in Portland. He even got a key to the city.
That was a pretty big one because it shows that I matter.
That key hangs on a wall in Danny's very own apartment, just a few blocks from where he works. His decor style is positivity. Brightly colored lanterns, dozens of plush unicorns, a collection of Disney movies, and handmade cards taped to kitchen cabinets from the kids he helps cross the street.
Happy Danny Day!
Back at his intersection, Danny says it feels good to be appreciated.
I just want people to know that hard work really does pay off in the end. It's like that Disney lesson from The Princess and the Frog, when the main character says the only way to get what you want in life is through hard work.
This is the 5th annual Danny Day and the last one for 5th graders like Isla Mala-Torstern. She's heading to middle school next year and won't see Danny every day.
I'm probably still going to come to Danny Day.
Danny plans to be a crossing guard forever. And as long as he's here, she says she wants to keep celebrating him. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, guided outdoor trips, an encore presentation. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.